Well, hello everyone and welcome to this edition of the Uxbridge High School Spartan Podcast. I'm Uxbridge High School Principal Mike Rubin. Thanks for taking some time to tune in with us here today. Excited to have some updates for everyone following an awesome Spirit Week. Really like to begin with that with a lot of gratitude to the student council and their advisor, Mrs. Bernard. The officers who did a fabulous job this week, the E-Board President Cecilia Schleinitz, Vice President Matthew DeLibro, Secretary is Morgan Willett, Treasurer James Bernard, Historian Ben Reardon, PR Chair Kellen LaChapelle, and the two delegates, Megan Smith and Luke Esposito, as well as the whole council for engaging the student body. You know, it was fun seeing our students and the different themes of the week. And today, where we're recording this on the Friday, all decked out in black and orange with their school spirit. A couple people even remarked to me that there seemed to be a lot more energy and spirit among the students here this year than years past. And you know, for us all to be together under one roof is really awesome. And so kudos to everyone for their assistance, their support, even some of the faculty members for jumping on board. We really appreciate it. You know, that's not to say this week didn't have its challenges. There certainly were some things that we wish we could have done, could have done better this week. And on that front, we just have a few updates for and reminders for parents, families, community members, guardians, students even. I'm going to start with some of the protocols involving illness. If a student is called out sick, it really is important for our school nurse to know why. We know that parents want their kids back in school, and so do we, but we do also have the reality of the pandemic aside from us. And sometimes students will go, they'll get tested, symptoms may clear up. While you're waiting for results of a test, it's important that the students stay home. Teachers are being really flexible with class time and work that's missed. It's just incredibly important that even if students are feeling better, if they're waiting for results on a test, PCR in particular, just please be patient with the results and be in touch with our school nurse, be in touch with the school counselor. We do keep all the information confidential. We don't share anything with our teachers at all. We certainly don't advertise things in the student body. We want to make sure that people are aware of protocols. And speaking of protocols, you know, I've been dealing with protocols in the parking lot since I've been here. Over the last several years, that middle road in particular, really important that parents are not parking on the left. I know some people have called up and they've asked, you know, why, you know, maybe even I'm not out there at the end of the day. Chances are the end of the day for us administratively becomes very busy trying to handle the dismissals inside the building, following up with some students regarding end of day activities and staff things that might have come up over the course of the day. Parking on the left side does create problems for people trying to get through to park where they're supposed to, and also safety with kids crossing the road. So please make sure you're, you know, the really easy thing would be for everybody to just park in the student lot. But, you know, if you're going to be one of those first five or six cars, stay to the right. Do not park on the left. It really is. It is important to us. The other thing, and just to be fully transparent with families and community, you know, we sent something out last week involving regarding the that TikTok challenge that was going on. You know, the reality is we weren't immune to it. There was some vandalism in our building. We were able to identify a couple of the people that were responsible for it, but it's hard because a lot of this would happen in a restroom at an indeterminate or an indiscriminate time. So it's hard for us to pinpoint an exact moment when it could have happened. And you know, the idea of the student behaviors, you know, taking umbrage against our building is which we really do consider part of their home for 6 hours a day. 7 hours a day, if not longer, really is disrespectful, and it was troubling, to be honest. Took a lot of hours of work to even try and get to a place where we felt like we had probable knowledge of who maybe one of the people could have been. So We're just asking that, you know, students, if they're out there and they're doing this sort of thing, that, you know, it stops. And we do think we've turned a corner for it. The other behavior that is really difficult on us, and this, you know, would be a full-time job for anybody, is keeping student masks over their noses. We're doing the best we can. You know, there's a lot of reminders. You know, fortunately, we haven't had any in-school transmission. And yes, we know there are people out there listening who wish we didn't have a mask mandate at all and don't believe in it. And there are also those out there listening who are criticizing how we're handling mask breaks and, you know, that students aren't always 100% compliant. We are trying to have some common sense, but the reality is the rules are the rules. We have safety at the core of everything we do. We do tell kids that they can be brief. They can take the masks off if they're taking a drink, if they're in class, and they take the mask down for a minute or two to relieve the humidity and the heat and the difficulty breathing that it may have. But all in all, we're asking you to support us, whether you like the mask mandate or you wish it were more stringent. We're asking you to repeat to your students that we want them to take care of themselves. And if they do notice something that's particularly challenging, to reach out to us if they feel like it. But again, for us to walk around the building and be pointing at kids all day long, the teachers have done that. They were taking care of it in class. I know I and the other members of our team that are out in the hallways are asking the same thing. We are trying to balance some common sense with safety and what the rules are. On a lighter note, we're excited that we do have, you know, with students getting back to the building, we do have some different student activities that are running. Mr. Guerra will be coordinating the DECA Club, which is a business and marketing organization. Mr. DeCoste, our teacher at the Independence Project, and Mr. Barros, our graphic design teacher, will be co-coaching an esports team. We're working on getting that up and running. Ms. Henderson will be advising the Space Club, which is similar to what other schools have that are supporting students of different backgrounds and the full diversity of our student body. And Ms. Munley has approached us with an interest in sponsoring an art club. We do have a lot of other student activities. We did email out the link. We're just excited that we have, you know, we have a robotics team that started up this year with Mr. Loy as the advisor. And our class advisors are hard at work as well, particularly this week with organizing things around Spirit Week and Homecoming. So really excited about all of that coming and to have some new blood in the building taking on some of these responsibilities. We want to just a couple other, you know, details before we turn it on to our next segment. MCAS scores, they were published from a statewide perspective. Individual reports will be going out in the next couple of weeks. We believe we'll have those from the Commonwealth. You know, our department leaders, our school teachers, our school administration, and our district administration have already been working on some of the plans regarding curriculum and instruction to identify and address some of the gaps. Anybody who walks into my office would see a very complicated mess of a whiteboard that has all kinds of plans and steps and delegation and data analysis steps. So not necessarily the most exciting thing to talk about in a podcast, but rest assured we're well aware of some of the challenges and we're working hard on turning those into opportunities for us to leverage the great instruction that we know happens here every single day. So with that, we're going to turn things over in our next segment. You're going to get a chance to know a little bit more about a couple of our new folks here at Uxbridge High School, our assistant principal, Matt Bertrand, and our dean of students, Dave Mora. Thanks for tuning in again this week, folks, and we'll be back to wrap things up after that interview. All right, welcome to this segment of our Uxbridge High School Spartan podcast. Joining me this week on our conversation about what's happening here at the high school is our new assistant principal, Mr. Matt Bertrand, and our new dean of students, Mr. David Mora. Guys, thanks for taking some time and chatting with us this morning or today.
Not a problem. Happy to be here.
Thank you for having us, Mike.
So obviously, new roles for you both this year compared to what you were doing last year. Why don't you give our listeners out there a little bit of the 30-second, it might be a little longer than that, of who you are and what brought you to Uxbridge. Mr. Bertrand, why don't you go first?
Sure. Last year I was running state testing over at North High in Worcester. Prior to that, I had a position very similar to this for 2 years over at Taunton High School. I was itching for an opportunity to take on a bigger role again. Uxbridge seemed like a great place and from the outside. And now that I'm on the inside, it's proven to be every bit that more. Really excited to be here. It's been just a wonderful experience. 3 weeks or so into this thing. Just thrilled to be here.
And Mr. Moore, how about you?
Well, Mike, I got started in teaching back in 1993, where I was, they expanded a program over at St. Vincent's, and I jumped there. They started to open up a new classroom, and that's where I got my go-ahead, and I went over to the Dartmouth Public Schools, where I taught at the Dartmouth Middle School for 7 years as a social studies teacher, and then made my way to Dayton-Rehoboth in 2003 and was there for the last 18 years teaching U.S. history and a couple of electives. And I've also been a longtime football coach serving over at UMass Dartmouth, Dartmouth High, and Dayton-Rehoboth as well, and served as a head coach my last 5 years there, and I've coached a variety of other sports at different age groups and levels. This opportunity that came about last spring, the new Dean of Students, was certainly something that certainly piqued my interest. I've always often thought to go into administration at the last leg of my career, and being a part of a team at Uxbridge that comes with a great reputation and how the job description sort of unfolded into a transition from the classroom into the world of administration was certainly something that I felt I could thrive in. And when I got started on the job this summer, I've had nothing but a positive experience working, getting to know the staff here, which is a tremendous group of educators and support staff, as well as more importantly, getting to know the students more each day. Every day is a new learning experience, and I've been fortunate to work with a seasoned veteran such as yourself and Mr. Bertrand, who have gracefully taken me under their wing and shown me the ropes in this job.
So now, as we start, you know, we're into the throes of the start of the school year. What are some of your goals? I mean, obviously transitioning, you know, Matt, you're coming in from a different role, but have done the job of assistant principal before, and Dave kind of being a little bit new to this position and a position that really we needed to define heading into the school year. But beyond sort of the obvious job descriptions and tasks that people might assume go underneath the day-to-day, what are some of the things you are hoping to accomplish professionally, personally, over the next few weeks or months?
So I think the big thing for me is just gaining that institutional knowledge. I think it's huge. And that's all encompassing. That's getting to learn the facility, getting to learn the community, getting to learn the students, the staff, how things are done here, and start looking for areas even early on where I can maybe make contributions, improve on the way we're doing things. And it's difficult to make those suggestions early on when you're first getting to learn a place. You know, the longer I'm here, I think the more I can add value on some of that. But really, it's just getting your finger on the pulse of the individuals and the institutions. I mean, those are my big goals early on, and we'll kind of go from there. I mean, I think at the end of the day, I just want to make as large a positive contribution to this school and this community as I can. And step one's really to kind of learn what's going on and learn where I fit in the grand scheme of things.
And I think for me, Mike, obviously getting to know the staff and the students, that's certainly the primary focus right now. And of course, one of the main reasons why I was hired to take this position was to help the guidance department and with the internship program. And my goal is to each semester increase the internship, make it more meaningful, make it more insightful in terms of students acquiring a skill and obviously becoming more familiar with our partners in Capstone and how we could bring even more partnerships to our school with students involved in the innovative pathways. That's something that I'd really like to expand upon and fortunate enough to oversee that. So I'm kind of learning the ropes there. The guidance department's been great in terms of helping me become acquainted with that program. So again, trying to meet with those students who are taking internships and letting them be aware that this is going to be something that's going to be more than just, you know, as a filler on the schedule, so to speak. And like Matt said, just gaining the institutional knowledge of the building and the community as well is something that I'm hoping to achieve by the end of the school year.
So one of the things that I think there are possibly some misconceptions we can clear up is that old school mentality that, you know, assistant principals and deans and those charged with managing a school run around like police officers dealing with discipline and discipline only. The good news is, you know, the kids here for the most part are pretty good. And, you've both had an experience in other places, plural, and have had the opportunity to both be in and outside of the classroom in different places. That being said, a school like Uxbridge is going to have challenges, and is going to have challenges as we look forward beyond the difficulties of the past couple of years. So as you think about ways that people can access you and know the reasons for which they can turn to you, what are some of the takeaways you'd like, you know, parents, community, et cetera, to know about you and your role, specifically thinking about how you're not just going to hear from the assistant principal. You just don't call the assistant principal or the dean when you're worried that Johnny's in trouble at school, because there's more to your work than that.
Well, I think for me, Mike, for the many different hats I'm going to be wearing in this job, I don't know if many people, many listeners out there realize that not only do I help with Mr. Bertrand in terms of dealing with some of the discipline, I'm also overseeing the internship program, which I stated earlier. I'm going to be working with Mr. Carboni, helping the student athletes out in terms of those who may need some help academically who are on the fringe of becoming ineligible. So we're going to sort of track those athletes we can avoid the ultimate fate of not being eligible for their respective season or becoming ineligible during a season. So I'm going to help them work with that and get them the academic support that they need. So I think what it boils down to with the hats that I'm wearing is establishing balance between all three of those.
Yeah, and I mean, to speak to that, one of the appeals of coming to work here in Uxbridge, after having been an assistant principal in a very large urban high school, is the bandwidth to take on things that go outside the realm of school discipline. And I'd say even when I'm in the realm of school discipline, I'm a 12-year educator. So that's the perspective that I'm always bringing. Teachable moments, treating students with dignity regardless of the situation, treating families with dignity when they're in a tough spot. So I'd like to think that's informing those conversations and those interactions that I have with folks. But I'm really looking forward to doing things outside that, you know, just sort of that narrow realm, getting into classrooms more often, being a more overt instructional leader in the building, having a bit more time and opportunity to help students avoid situations where they might be facing some sort of disciplinary consequence, helping students sort out maybe a challenging social situation. Mr. Moore and I had the time and opportunity to help a student find some AirPods that had gone missing a few days ago. So those are great opportunities. It's just nice to be a resource for students and to help them out and help them come to peaceful, appropriate resolutions to problems. When, you know, maybe in a school that's not resourced as well as ours, there wouldn't be an opportunity and it could turn into something really, really negative. So it's really nice. It's really nice to have opportunities to delve in all sorts of different ways to help students out, support students, and have more of an instructionally focused role, you know, given that, I was a longtime classroom teacher and loved it and still miss it.
So last question for me, for both of you, is just something I'll probably come back to when we talk again in a few weeks when we have a follow-up. But here we are a couple weeks in. What are, gun to your head, what are your admissions? What are your, I'm sorry, what are your, sorry, I saw the, what are your first impressions, not admissions, what are your first impressions of Uxbridge? Gun to your head, 30 seconds or less.
All right, I'll go first. This might be sound kind of corny, but, you know, every day I drive down that, I'll come off of Quaker Highway, and I drive down that road to the school. This place is a beautiful, beautiful complex. And sometimes I have to, you know, pinch myself to say, do I really work here? But the building's the building. It's what's inside the building that really counts. And what I've seen so far, and I've already gone over 30 seconds because I timed myself. What I've seen so far is, you know, the tremendous staff, how welcoming and friendly they are. And more importantly, how responsive the students are. You know, I've been fortunate enough to help out with the football team after school, and real coachable student athletes. Just a great group of students to work with. And even the students that I worked with Mr. Bertrand, you know, on a different front, the willingness for them to get better, get through their situation, it's been very rewarding. So I guess the 30-second answer would be this has been a very fulfillment and the rewards that I'm getting from this position so far has just been immeasurable.
We're not editing that out, people. That means there's a bell and everybody's starting to move.
So, given that I love to react to that bell, my 30-second reaction is really just that my big takeaway is the lack of barriers to having a great educational experience here. We've got a great facility, a lot of great resources, a talented teaching staff, you know, very few sort of safety or behavioral things that are getting in the way. If a student wants to access just a top-notch education here, they have every opportunity to do so, and that's pretty awesome.
Well, gentlemen, I know a bell rang, and that means everybody's going to go scatter around the building and make sure kids are getting where they're supposed to go. Not that they need us to do that, but I appreciate you taking some time and sharing a little bit of your story here so far with our listeners.
My pleasure, Mike. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Rubin. Appreciate it.
Well, folks, that was our assistant principal, Matt Bertrand, and our new dean of students, David Mora. Thanks for tuning in with us today, and again, hope you found some of this insightful. As we turn the clock to October already, hard to believe, almost a month in school. So we thank everyone out there for their for your support of all we're doing, and certainly wish you well as we head into these first weeks of fall. Hope to see you out there at homecoming. For all of us here at Uxbridge High School, I'm Uxbridge High School Principal Mike Rubin. Thanks for tuning in, everybody.